Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you guys enjoying the season? 713-572-4610.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Every time you play that, Figgy, I can't get enough of it. It is the slowest sports day of the year, according to some. It's pretty active here on In the Loop. Astros got the stage to themselves, and we're throwing out random takes at the start of each segment. Your turn. My random take, and this is connected to one of the stories in around the NFL. If you run from the bulls in the middle of the street in Spain, you deserve to be injured. I don't feel sorry for any of you jamokes, any of you goofballs who run from bulls in the middle of the street. If the bull sticks his horn up your butt and flips you and you land on your back, you deserved it because you shouldn't be running from bulls. You shouldn't be abusing these bulls. You deserve it, which is what Josh Norman of the Washington Redskins did last week in Spain.
No, he didn't get hurt.
He didn't get hurt. But he
jumped
did,
over a
he
bull.
Did run from the bulls. He jumped over a bull. And I think Josh Norman, for doing something that moronic, deserved to be hurt.
I think you are incorrect. Now, well, you are correct in that bulls are going to bull. You know, if you can't expect the bull to not bull if he's around you. He's going to gore you and hit you, whatever. I told you this before the show. That's one of my... I've been really lucky. I've been able to check a lot of things off the old bucket list over the years.
Wow.
That's a bucket list item I was never able to check
on. Sean, if you do that, I'm telling you.
Let me tell you a story, Figgy.
I don't want you to get hurt, but if you do that, I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
Tell me a story, OG.
I don't know. I did a lot of research about it before the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, because obviously I wanted to be in Spain and run with the Bulls. Those Olympics that I went to, there was like a three-week gap between covering the Olympics before or after and then being able to go I forget the name of the town, but go and do the running with the bulls. That was my one chance, and I was 30 years old. I was in good condition and all that. I could have done it right then,
dude,
and I missed my chance.
Why, dude?
It's just it's the fact that the adrenaline rush. It's the adrenaline rush okay. that gets you going.
Could you imagine if everything that got you an adrenaline rush was justified as something that you should do?
No, not every.
And that's what they say. That's what heroin addicts say.
No. It's not. That's a rush. That's not an adrenaline rush. The adrenaline rush is going 200 miles an hour.
John, why don't we go outside the studios right here, our Greenway Plaza Studios, Twin Peaks Studios, and why don't we just run across the street in traffic? I'm sure you can get an adrenaline rush.
You could.
And running from bulls is dumber. You know why? Because you shouldn't be doing that.
I'm just saying it's something I've always dreamed about doing. And then I did the research to the point of what to wear, how to wear it, where to stay, and all that.
Gosh.
And the two ways that you do run with the bulls.
Running shoes would be one.
There's you wear the red sash, and there's a group of guys that literally run in front of the bulls after they release them, and you have to run all the way down this whatever the street is into the bull ring. And then you can do whatever and get out. That's where Josh Norman jumped over the bull. You can either get out or kind of hang out there or whatever. And then there's the other one where you run on the sides, and as the bulls get too close, you basically put your hands, you lay up against the side of a building, and they'll allegedly run right by you because their vision is such that they won't be able to pick you off the wall. They'll just run right by you. So that's what I would have done. I guess I could still do that, but I don't know if the old wheels are as good as they used to be.
It's just dumb. I don't feel for you if you get hurt doing that. Just don't have any sympathy for you if you get hurt running from bulls. You're an absolute moron if you do that. But Josh Norman is kind of a moron, so doesn't really surprise me. He's an admitted moron. He's labeled himself such. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig going around the NFL, Sports Radio 610. Mike Vrabel, former defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans. He's now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. He was on a podcast called Bussin' with the Boys. And he said this.
Would you cut your d- off for a Super Bowl?
Oh. Been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player. I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
That's with Taylor Lewan, his left tackle. Mike Vrabel says he would cut off his man part to win a Super Bowl. Very strange that he already has, considering he already has three. Just kind of a weird thing to do. But I'm going to ask the OG John Lopez. I'm going to ask Figgy Fig. What would it take for you to cut off your man part?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You could offer me $100 million and I would not cut it off. Because the whole premise of having $100 million is to be able to swing it around a little bit, and you got nothing to swing, right? I mean, come on. I mean, if I had $100 million, I'd want to swing it around a little bit.
Say that one more time. Say that again.
The whole idea of having $100 million is so you can swing it around a little bit.
Okay.
If it costs you the swinging to get $100 million, I don't need the $100 million. What, am I going to lie on a beach and on an island in the Caribbean as a eunuch, you know?
But you're married.
Somebody's
going to
say, isn't that girl good looking? I don't know. I mean, can't tell.
You could fish all the time. Like, you could just go out there fish. You don't need it. It's not. Do you really need that when you're out there fishing?
No. I got another pole.
John McClain was
on the show.
How
about you? Come
earlier.
On, answer the question.
I'm not doing that. I would never.
Is there a price?
No.
$10 million.
No. I mean, I think the bond between man and man part is one that, you know, if you really value it, then I think that it's something. It's almost like saying, would you give away your kid or give away your dog? Mm-hmm. It's been with you. And actually, really, if you look at it, your man part is the only thing that has been with you your entire life. Like, they even when you're born, the doctor will take you away and put you in a room away from your parents for a long time. Your man part is one of the few things that's been with you your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth a Super Bowl. Sorry, Mike Vrabel. But you know, if they do win a Super Bowl, some Jamoke's going to bring this up and hold him to it. And we're going to see all the jokes and all that kind of stuff. So it's very predictable. But John McClain, who knows Mike Vrabel pretty well, he was on the show earlier and he was asked about Mike Vrabel's notion that he would cut off his man part for a Super Bowl as a head coach. What would it take for you to cut your man part off?
Well, let's see. Considering how little I use it,
that's right.
It's expendable.
Oh, boy. Texter says with $100 million, you could buy a new one.
No, you can't.
I don't think you can't could do get that. The same sensation.
Remember John Bobbitt?
It's one thing to have one.
What? All right, let me ask you this, because we're talking about how valuable the man part is. And look, Mike Vrabel did this, so don't blame us for bringing this up, okay? It's not like I came into the show today and said, you know what? I'm going to talk about how valuable a man part is, okay? A coach in the AFC South said that he would give his up, okay? So that's where this came from. But based on everything that we're saying, I'm going to make you a judge, John. You are a judge.
Okay.
So you're no longer an award-winning columnist. You're no longer a talk show host. You are a judge.
Okay.
Remember when Lorena Bobbitt cut off John Wayne Bobbitt's piece?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Based on how valuable we have assessed the man part to the man, what should her punishment have been?
Wow. Life in prison? Right?
Not the death penalty?
I mean, depending on the state. Depending on the state. She didn't kill him. I mean,
I would never be able to sleep again.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no way. No way. This is the one thing, and
God, just thinking about that.
Like, Nick Wright used to always do this, and his line was, there is a price. Like, if I said, hey, Figgy, would you let 10 guys sleep with your girl for $1 million? And you would say no. And then what about $100 million? And you would maybe say yes. So he would always say, okay, so there is a price. We just got to find what that price is. On this one, on getting your boy cut off, there is no price. There's no price. I wouldn't do it.
You know what her punishment was? I just looked this up. Mm-hmm. Lorena Bobbitt for cutting off her husband's man part. Do you know what her punishment was?
Wasn't it probation?
This was in 1994. This was on August 31st, 1994. 15 days in jail.
Yeah.
15 days in jail. She faced up to 20 years. I think she got 15 days in jail, according to what I just looked up. Look at Lorena Bobbitt now, though, man. She's kind of aged pretty well. Or is that the old picture?
Yeah, why don't you go after that?
Hell
no. Do you think...
Take her on the date.
Why don't you make a run
at that?
Let
me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Figgy. Let me ask you this, OG, since it is the slowest sports day and we're throwing out all kinds of stuff. Let me ask you this. Would you rather date Lorena Bobbitt?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to date, and by date you have to live with her for 6 months. She has
Ouch.
To be your living. She has to be your.
You have
living,
to be able to sleep in the same bed.
Yes, she has. She is your.
Could
living,
you fall asleep?
She's your living girlfriend for 6 months. Would you rather do that with Lorena Bobbitt or a girl or Shaq's ex-wife? And you don't get Shaq's money, but a girl that used to hook up with Shaq on the reg. Would you rather shack up with a girl that hooked up with Shaq on the reg for 6 months, or Lorena Bobbitt?
Easiest freaking question I've ever heard. Give me Shaq's girl. I got something for her.
Okay. You're an idiot. You're such a fool. But I guess I kind of alley-ooped. What do you got, Figgy?
I'll get a cup and go with Lorena Bobbitt.
Cup.
Okay. Split. 713-572-4610. Another random take coming up next. And in the slowest sports day of the year, we're going to stick to the significant other theme. Stuff your significant other does that gets on your nerves. 713-572-4610. How does your significant other annoy you? We'll get into that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.